What up? It's Stellar.
And I'm Spacey, ready to dive into another gender war trenches.
Welcome to He Said, She Said, where we unravel and unpack the mysteries to find some understanding to our dating and relationship lives.
From his crazy dating hood tales to my college sex life, where the battle of the sexes gets real, I'm sure this will be another great journey through the rabbit hole of sex.
We never see eye to eye, but I'm sure we'll keep you entertained with these endless disagreements.
Because I don't think you get it sometimes. Join us as we navigate the chaos of new age relationship goals, trying to find that elusive middle ground, which we never seem to reach.
Because at He Said, She Said, I'm not sparing nobody.
Let's get it.
All episodes are produced by the Soundbenders for the Crazies Network.
Girl, back. We on? It's recording? So, okay, I want to start this pod off with, why are most guys misogynistic? I think that all of you, like most of these guys in this room, we have mostly guys working here, so I think this would be the perfect place to start off at, because I see that all y'all have a level of evolving that y'all think y'all are at, and then I think there's a level that y'all are actually
Holy
at.
Holy shit, let me get my soundboard up. Shots are getting fired. Okay. I mean, I couldn't counter it because, I mean, it could be true.
I get mansplained a lot. And a lot of the time, rather than it being an opportunity to actually see where a woman might offer a really different, well-rounded, you know, perspective on something, I think that would be a benefit rather than not.
And that speaks to how uninvolved we are? Okay.
Well, yeah, I think so.
Well, do you think that you could just be wrong and we just point it out?
I'm not always right, okay.
All right, then what's the limit? Like, if you were wrong about something, how many times could I say something where you wouldn't feel like I was coming down?
Let me ask you then, I'll answer your question. Do you think that you are self-aware?
Like what's woman misogyny called? Like the opposite version of a man? Like
perspective of being a woman.
Okay, but I feel like what's going to happen is two things. One, if you address whatever a woman says, then you are going to be accused of not ingesting what she said.
Okay. Speaking from the perspective being a woman, a lot of times you are confronted with guys who present like they actually like us, but they really don't. They want to deal with women sexually. But I also feel like men are also angered by women and angered by maybe past rejections or whatever else. I feel like that part gets into like the whole psychology of guys like that.
Okay.
And I find myself having to be cognizant of it in most settings that I'm in.
I feel most women take accountability across the board. You can't address most things or you're going to lose, but...
Wait, having to be cognizant of just the fact that it is a male-dominated world.
I do have a question I would love for you to answer.
Okay.
Would you legalize sex work from adults 18 and up? It says here you should have the choice to do whatever you want with your body and make it a protected
Why
business.
Only women? Women having to sell their bodies?
Like a, why like is a that? Restaurant with a menu.
Why is that put on us, though? Like, why is that our responsibility?
No, it's not your responsibility. I'm saying... For the women who want to offer that service, they should have that right and that freedom.
They do, but...
I think it would make society a better place.
But I feel like they should have protection.
Okay. I can agree with that 100%.
They should have protection. I can agree with that.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, like, this is what I've said in plenty of other podcasts about women that decide to do, like, stripping. They want to be singers, they want to be actors or whatever, but then they go into sex work because it's the easiest form to get money as a woman, period. So...
To all the women listening to this podcast... This is Stellar. I respect you for your choice, but you will not be respected as a woman per se. Like she said when you were talking about categories of wife, mother of my kids. You're never going to make that category once you step into the dark side of sex work. So that's the only disclaimer I'll put out there.
You're going to be in Reddit again?
I don't care about the Reddit bitches.
Remember how many women listen to this podcast?
Yeah, that was a little too much.
But what I'm saying is that there are categories that men need to learn and respect, even if that's her category. My category is I am wife, I am the one, I am the one to be respected, I'm the one to be around your family, and...
If you choose to get your money that way, do not expect men to look at you in the same light as a woman that's working hard every day at her 9 to 5.
It's not that. That category is the problem. It's how men treat the woman in that business.
But her career... Her business, her entrepreneur premiership.
Strippers want to have like the same respect, or sex workers want the same respect as women that are working in corporate to gain that same respect.
And who's
respect.
Getting it the right way? You know what I'm saying? Not to say that's the wrong way, but to me and my homies, they would never be viewed that way.
But understand, there is no difference. We finally can choose how we want to pick
see,
our money up.
There's a difference. A man values different things than women. So as far as the prostitute, we value purity. We're not going to make her a wife. when we know she's 100 miles and running?
Let's go here. I'm okay with a man with kids. I'm okay with it even if I don't have kids. I was okay with it because I'm just like that. Like, I was a stepchild. And so I always knew that if I dated a man with kids, whether I had any or not, I would love that baby like it was mine because I didn't get that same treatment.
Right.
So date who you want to date. Don't go and date a woman knowing you didn't want a woman with a kid just because she was fine or whatever. And same thing with a man, future generation, let's start doing it, right? So let's have these guys stop leaving the baby mamas. How about that? Because it starts there.
Blaming the man.
We didn't leave ourselves, so let's start at...
Those men you're talking about, you do realize you guys are the ones raising them.
We're not blaming the man. I'm blaming his mama, and I'm blaming his daddy, and I'm blaming the...
Listen, the men that you guys are complaining about are being raised by single mothers.
The neighborhood, why not blame yourself?
Why? This is why we're having the conversation.
I'm saying that culturally and societally, like, we could get deeper.
Man wasn't just leaving for that.
Like, y'all are not being raised to be the men that these women need.
Okay. If you want to go back, we can go back to welfare, where the man wasn't allowed to be in the house. And a woman had a choice to either take the welfare or keep the man.
But before in the past, that's the past. It's already done. It goes all the way back to the way to...
Hold on.
How society was in general with black people. Like...
No. I want to stick right here because, like you say, the future is actually getting worse.
Okay.
This is why I'm trying to get shit back in order, right? I'm so adamant on getting shit out there because it's not getting better. It's actually getting worse.
Like, it's not just about... You know, it's more that goes into it. You have to think about, like, why were a lot of men leaving before when, you know, it was like the big war on drugs?
And
at that time, police were planting drugs in our neighborhoods. Men are seeing fast money, you know,
there was
a lot more to that than even just the fact that, I don't know what they did.
Women.
But if that was me at that time with a man not providing and my only option was to be stuck on welfare, right? But how can you do that when there's a lot of 50-50 men out here?
But this is why we're trying to get guys back in order. We're trying to get the women back to being women and the men back to being men.
You know where
okay?
that starts? I have the answer. When it comes to the men being 50-50 and the, what do women bring to the table? If she's cooking and cleaning, that's not enough. And even just the women that are like having these unrealistic expectations, I want the six-figure, six-pack. I'm like, you know, when it comes to all of that, it always just comes down to your picker, having a proper picker. Like you said, if you don't want to be with a woman that has kids, don't get with no woman that has kids. Don't get with that woman and then shame her for having kids. Stay away. Your choice.
This is the not the to woman. Cut you off.
Pick her in the middle.
This is the point I was trying to make, right? Because I'm seeing that a lot, what they said is date who you want. The point I'm trying to make to women is once you have a kid, you're not going to be able to date who you want at that point. You're going to have to take who you can get. This is the point we're trying to make, right? This is the point we're trying to make. Your options are going to dwindle once you have a kid. So ask them red flag questions. We got to be smarter and careful who we have these kids with.
Not only that. The reason why men are not stepping up to the plate is because they don't have to. They're not required to. Men are hunters and chasers by nature. They can catch what they want to. They're not going to run and chase and hunt and go the extra mile and climb up the mountain to get the piece of meat up there when it's plenty of meat down here.
But that's not all.
Men are not going
to. I like both type chases.
But wait, listen. Men are not going to hunt further than they have to. They're going to catch the first piece of meat that they find when they run into the jungle, unless that man has a certain standard to where he doesn't even want to partake in such low level meat.
So look, if I'm going to tell you
not
how
holding them to a standard.
Look, it's going to dwindle. You're going to go down. So right now you are 25 with no kids. Right, you have more options right now. Any man with common sense is going to pick a girl like you.
If we're giving them everything before requiring anything that's on us. When they don't measure up, a lot of times we want to give them all of us first and then want them to give us everything in return, but you should have required those things before you gave him everything.
Is that a quote? Look, just the
same. He's not going to work harder to get what he already has.
Look, if me and our engineer Shroud were the same guy.
What up?
Okay.
Identical across the board. And the only difference was one was rich and one's not. Who you gonna pick?
Answer that shit directly.
Okay, I will try Sherrod. The one I like, I don't meet you and say, or be like, his pockets is bigger. Okay, let
you're
me.
You
wanna
naturally pick the one that's rich.
Let me see. I don't agree, but look.
Like, you're going to pick the better option. It don't matter. You like both of us the same way. I'm saying everything is the same, both the same way. He got more money than me, and I don't. Which one you going to pick? Everything is the same. The one with money?
Okay.
You don't want to just say it. Don't personalize it because it absolutely matters.
I got a call.
No, go ahead. Nah, this will be a great time to take a break for sponsors. You want to send us out? No? Okay.
Nah.
See, women?
Stop playing on air.
I'm just joking. We'll be right back with
more.
Tell
them about sending in their letters.
She said. I'll do it when we come back. Welcome back to the He Said, She Said podcast. We love you guys sending in your letters to read on air for us to help. So if you don't already have it, you can email us at hesaidshesaid@gmail.com. Also, to all our R&B independent artists, we carved out a part in our show where we'll pick the new R&B song of the week. We'll also use your song as a topic in our discussions. So independent artists, keep submitting your R&B songs to hesaidshesaid@gmail.com. What up, what up, what up? I remember moms used to always play slow oldies in the car. Ever since then, I've always wanted to have my own slow jams radio show like Slow Jammin' James or Art Bell. But shit, close enough. This is the part of our show where we play R&B songs from independent artists we think you'll love like we do. First episode, let's start it off in-house. Our producers, the Soundbenders, with a new release called I'm Drowning. Today, though.
Uh-oh, here we go. I can already feel myself getting heated just from that intro.
Man, let me pull up this email from a brother named Cedric real quick. Reading Cedric's email letter. Man, damn, getting right into it. I hope your girl don't listen. So Cedric writes, oh man, you're better than me. All right, he says, my girl's been journaling lately.
Man, a diary?
A journal situation.
Oh Lord, I can already see where this is going.
Easy now, let me get through it first. She always tells me how when she was young, her dad found it, and she hated him for
it. Dudes really need to learn to respect a woman's privacy and boundaries.
He did. Oh,
uh-huh.
Okay.
We'll see about that.
So, of course, you tell me not to do that, and I said I had no intentions on reading
it. I give it about 2 seconds Man. Before he messes up. Nope, nope, nope.
Seems like he knows better so far. But now she keeps bringing the diary up and leaving it open, so now it's coming off like she wants me to read it based on how she's acting about
it. I'm going to stop you right there. She's not acting like she wants him to read it at all.
Man, oh, snap. Now I see the dilemma.
See? I told you. men just cannot help themselves when it comes to diaries and phones. It's a complete respect and boundaries issue.
Let me see.
Oof, yeah, no wonder she's
so
keeping that private.
Because I know we have communication problems and this might be her cry for something. Ah, I see. Man, damn, he really did read it. Let me finish. Pretty much it was her future life with our son. There was only one thing missing, and that was me. She looking for an out. I was not mentioned in that diary, just her son, or just her and our son.
She has every right to envision her future with or without him. He violated her trust big time by reading it.
I feel you, but let's see what else he says. Now, I can't tell her I read it because that's what she's been waiting on, but I don't know what to think. But I'm the wrong guy to play with like this because I'll go full-blown savage in these streets and act perfectly normal.
Oh, hell no. He did not just say that.
I don't know about threatening to go savage, my guy.
See, this is exactly why we can't have nice things. Dudes take one little blow to their ego and want to act all tough and savage.
Finding out your girl basically writing you out of her life like that.
Grow up.
That's going to sting for any man.
Whatever.
Man, I'm just saying, I get where his head is at even if the savage talk is over the top. And my advice? Man, look in the mirror, my guy. If she's envisioning a future without you, maybe reflect on how you can be a better man and partner. Don't
My
take
advice
it
would be, if she's already making plans without you, Cedric, have an honest conversation about it like adults.
Man.
Don't snoop, don't lash out, use your words, communicate. Or she could just communicate her feelings instead of pulling this passive-aggressive diary.
You know, stuff. I love you for keeping it real, though, Spacey, even if we don't see eye to eye.
I guess that's my charm.
Have you noticed the new cars lately?
Yeah, I have. Do you ever worry about leaving them unattended in this area?
It's like leaving a bait car out there.
But I'm still cautious. You can say scary.
Exactly.
I really like all these new tangible things I couldn't before.
I agree.
I would probably cry if someone took my new car.
I wouldn't cry,
but
shit.
I think guys and girls have different rules. Life isn't always fair, you know?
Yeah, I can see that point.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is there any reason why you don't think women need a break? I mean, going to the spa, bowling, or even to the poetry lounge with friends.
I still believe that no man should let his woman go to another country without him. It's just not right.
I agree, but what about having separate time?
No, that's cool.
Is that not
that's
okay?
Cool. I just think that if you're in a relationship, there should be more than just being responsible for each other.
Shouldn't just be about being responsible for each other. It's about trust and understanding.
I get that, but I still think that a woman should not leave her man for an extended period.
I see your point.
It ain't right.
But why do you think it's not right for a woman to explore another country without her man? I think traveling together can strengthen a relationship.
I agree. But I still think that a man should be there for his woman. It's about loyalty and respect.
I understand where you're coming from.
I can see that, but I still believe that a man should be there for his woman.
But I think it's important for both partners to have their own experiences and grow individually. That way they can bring more to the relationship. I agree.
It's about being a team and supporting each other.
But it's also about giving each other space to grow and learn. That way the relationship can grow stronger.
I see your point, but I still think that a man should be there for his woman.
I understand, but let's also remember that everyone has their own journey and experiences.
It's about being a team and supporting each other.
It's important to support each other, but also to allow for individual growth.
Perfect segue. I agree with you.
Okay.
Let's stay here to your point on growth and as women.
Uh-huh.
Let me start by saying women need to fully love themselves before even considering going under the knife.
Whoa. Hang on a minute. If a little cosmetic tune-up helps someone's confidence, what's the big deal? Why you gotta make surgery sound so negative? Or maybe some women are secure enough to get surgery for themselves, not because of your inner issues theory or whatever.
I didn't mean it like that. I'm just saying the inner work has to come first.
All right.
Otherwise, you're just slapping a Band-Aid on the issue.
Let me hit you with this one. Would you date someone who's had a ton of cosmetic procedures?
Sure, in a perfect world. But let's be real. How many folks actually get surgery without struggling with self-hate on some level first?
See, that's exactly what I mean. If it's not a deal breaker, then why make such a big stink about self-love coming first? But how could you really know their reasons? You're just making assumptions about their motivations. Whatever. Let's say you get married, right? And then years later, your spouse decides to get surgery. What's the move?
I don't know, maybe. It would depend on their reasons for getting all the surgeries, you know?
But what if they've already made up their mind? You gonna try to stop them or judge them for their choice? See, that's the kind of assumption that drives me up the wall. Why can't you just accept their decision?
No, you're twisting
my words.
No questions
asked.
Of course it's different if they have real self-confidence issues versus just wanting a subtle change.
Hey, don't blame me. I'm just trying to have an open discussion here. And maybe, just maybe, we'll actually agree on something for once.
You're impossible.
Though I highly doubt
it. We're going in circles.
See, that's exactly what I mean.
Well, I'd hope we could have an open and honest discussion about it first.
Why make such a big stink about self-love coming
maybe
first?
Maybe there's some underlying issue we need to work through as a couple before any surgery.
Why can't you just accept their decision, no questions
but
asked?
But I want to understand where this is all coming
How
from.
How could you really know their reasons? You're just making assumptions about their motivations.
Oh my God, we're literally going around in circles. This is
hopeless. You make me so angry sometimes.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another riveting episode of us failing to see eye to eye.
You know, I always enjoy this. Can't wait till next week.
Anyway, make sure to tune in next week for another heated debate.
Yeah, come back next week and watch Stellar get shut down again.
Catch you all next week for more of the He Said, She Said podcast.
Catch y'all next week for more hot takes and inevitable disagreements.